Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe. And in this video, we're going to talk about style rules and how many of the style rules should you be across and sort of what percentage should you be aiming for? You know, 50%, I've got the rules down, I'm following them, 80%, 100%. And it's a really interesting thing because some of us can get caught up with the idea that unless we know every style rule that applies to us, unless we're following them, that we are failing or we are letting ourselves down or we're not presenting our most stylish self, that we're not putting our best foot forward, that the absence of either knowledge or application of those rules is letting us down in some way.
Getting it wrong.
Yeah.
And that we're a failure.
Yeah. And we've both had experience from all sides of the spectrum, both from being people who've learned rules and applied them to ourselves, and then from an expert perspective in varying ways about that. And it's a really interesting topic. And I know for myself, when I studied to become an image consultant quite a few years ago now, and I learned about my personal rules, colouring and what I should be wearing, I actually entered my most unstylish period of my entire life. Because my obsession became with the rules. It became with the colours that suited me. That was the really big thing for me. Weeding out the stuff that wasn't me and then sticking to the stuff that was. I was also going through a transition from a corporate environment to a more casual one and working for myself. So there were a lot of things that were at play. And it really was a time when I look back and I think, oh wow, you might have been able to analyze that out and go, lots of things were technically correct, but it was uninspiring and it was sort of turgid as a, you know, it was just sort of, oh, just boring in many respects and also not fun. Not a fun way. And it really was when I'd moved through that. I am not suggesting that learning the rules was not a positive thing. No. It was incredibly empowering. But I had to move beyond them.
Yes.
Into a space where I could employ the rules, including, you know, 100% employment through to 10%, and find myself again.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, you can't be inspired when you're stuck in rules. And when we often look our best is when we feel like ourselves. And this is why I bang on about personality. Right. And that if it's not your personality, it doesn't matter if it follows every rule under the sun. Because it's not your personality, it won't mentally feel right. And therefore, you see that on people physically.
Yeah.
And so it's never going to be great. So I don't care if you followed every rule under the sun.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. It's about feeling that this is you. This is a great expression of yourself, your style. So it's take the rules that work, throw out the ones that, you know, that you don't really like so much. And one of the things I think about doing is what I call, like, pick your 3 to 5 rules that really matter for you.
Yeah, that's good actually, that's manageable, and you can remember 3 to 5 things. You don't actually have to carry around a clipboard or a folder.
You might have 20 things that if we went through every single thing, it's my color contrast, my value contrast, my scale, my texture, my sheen, my height, my body shape, my proportions, the length of my arms, the scale of my fingers, the
level of refinement,
the the proportion, the principle of volume. I mean, we can get stuck in rules.
Yes.
And so what I always think is the best way to go is, for me, what are the things that really matter? And so I've had clients say to me, oh, you know, can I wear that print or something? And it'll be some enormous print that's so outside their body and outside their personality.
Yeah.
And I'll say, you know, I'm going to let you try it on because I want you to see why I'll say that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so once they've seen it and they go, you know, I see that scale, that large scale just wears me and it's wrong.
Yeah.
So you can go, for them, scale matters. Yeah. Or I have a friend who's got very large scale features. If she does not wear larger scale items and details and necklaces, it just looks wrong. That's one of her 3 to 5.
Yeah.
So it's pick, what are your 3 to 5 rules? So what would you say are your kind of major rules that most of your outfits work around?
Well, one is around patterns and prints and how happy I am when there's leopard print, animal print, but mainly leopard print somewhere. That's a major one for me. And I used to joke about it when I first started wearing it. You know, I wear leopard print every day, even if you can't see it. And sometimes I still say it, and sometimes it's still funny.
And sometimes it's true.
It's always true. I always wear leopard print. And since I embraced that, so many things became easier, and it just brings me such joy. And I don't always get it right, and you know, that's kind of an interesting part of the journey as well, because it means I'm still learning, and I'm really quite happy about that. I make less mistakes, but it's good to still be able to learn something about that. So for me, the pattern thing is a really big one. The colour thing is a really big one. To know that I have high colour contrast, and you know, I used to get stuck on this, oh, elegant women wear that one colour look, neutral, particularly those really soft, mushroomy greys. Yes. I'd look at pictures of them like that and think, oh, they are so gorgeously turned out. And whenever I tried it, I looked like I was embalmed and in a box. And I, you know, got some advice once that was, well, look, colour, you just have to wear colour because it's you. And that meant really nothing to me. It was really only through what I've learned from you to understand that I need to wear at least one colour, preferably two, to really feel vibrant.
Yes.
That was a major turning point for me in having my clothing work for me, and to sort of give myself permission that I do not look like a clown. Yes. When I am wearing more than one colour, or even just when I'm wearing one colour, because they're zesty / spicy. And so the colour thing is really, really important to me. And I guess the fourth one, if I was choosing fourth, is around accessories, that I feel undone. I feel like I've been pulled out of the oven before the muffins have really risen. I just kind of, you know, if I've, you know, I can just go, oh, it's like, you know, something's missing if I don't have at least one, but normally 2 to 5 pieces of accessories. Now, for some people that's excessive, particularly if things dangle and move and are big. But if I'm not wearing at least one, I just don't feel dressed. And so they're mine. But you know what's interesting? They're mine for now.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, could next year time, they could change. But having a small number is so helpful. And it means that I really don't have days when I think, oh, geez, I'm all wrong. It's all upside down today. Because I'm using their handrails. They're not handcuffs, they're handrails. And they guide me and they support me. And they're there if I put my hand out, you know, if I need a little sort of bit of support and reminder. So, yeah, they're mine.
And you know what's interesting? Did you hear? Jill, her body shape doesn't come into her rules.
No. Hey, it doesn't. I didn't realise that, but they don't.
That's very interesting because, like, yeah, you know, we all might like, you know, not everybody, like, not every outfit is about looking as tall and slim or whatever it is as you can.
Yes.
You know, this is where Jill's rules are about personality and pattern, because also you have pattern skin, and this is why the leopard works so well.
Yes.
Is because it's in harmony with your skin.
Mm.
So, and your natural kind of appearance. So you've got, like, I've matched my pattern.
Yeah, right.
I've matched my colour contrast.
Mm.
I've got my personality there.
Yeah.
And the accessories, that icing, that, you know, the finishing touches.
Mm.
So everything's not the perfect body shape.
Yeah.
You know, haven't really, you know, you take into consideration things like proportion and stuff, but it's not on your highest part of your rules. It's actually like,
it's
just going, I work with my colours, I work with, you know, so it's like, I go pick the things that really matter and make the biggest difference.
Yeah.
So you could say, you know, there'll be days you go, you know, this is not the ultimate, most skinny thing.
Mm.
I don't care.
Yeah. Because other things overcompensate for that. I think that, you know, when I did all those photos for that blog post for you recently, and
on
I was layering. Looking, yeah,
on the layering,
yeah,
so.
And I looked back through them, and it was obvious that some of them presented a more svelte silhouette, and the temptation could be that the ones that didn't should be outfits I should, stop wearing. And it was actually just something that I didn't consciously choose, but on reflection, I didn't make that decision, because those ensembles still work for me on other levels, even though on that one they may not be ideal or perfect.
Now, for some people, looking as slim as possible or svelte may be one of their 3 to 5 rules.
Absolutely.
And so this is where I think it's like, there are so many, you know, you read the blog, I've got thousands of blog posts. So figure out, now it's good to play with all the rules, like try them all out.
Oh, yeah.
And then work out what are the things that really make the difference for you, where you feel like the best version of yourself.
Yes.
Then just keep going. Mm. So maybe it's only an 80%.
Mm.
You know, I think as long as 80% is right, is that 8 out of 10? As long as it's 8 out of 10,
yeah.
I'm not going to be obsessed with trying to get 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's just about going, you know, what suits my lifestyle and all those things that makes me feel good and like me.
Yes.
Because you can get dressed up, and this is where often I see when you see a lot of makeover shows,
mm.
and they dress someone and they look amazing, the person just can't carry it on because it doesn't include their personality. It's not about them.
Yes.
It's just about following a set of criteria,
yeah.
that are not manageable in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, go away and have a think about this. I think, mm. you know, what Jill shared about her own experiences, I mean, it was fascinating to me to hear what were your things,
mm.
because it's like, actually, body doesn't come into it.
Yeah.
Yet. So many people say, if I just know my body shape, mm. I will be stylish.
Yeah.
When in fact, body shape's just one of the, you know, the mm. 9, 10, whatever is 20,000 keys to potentially looking great.
Yeah.
So it's understanding, you know, try out all the rules. Like, you know, do discover them, because I think then you can decide which ones are for you, which ones really matter.
Yes.
And which ones don't. I know for me, one of my aspects is having some sort of sheen or shine in my outfit.
Yeah.
That's pretty much in every outfit, because mm. I've got quite a shiny face and I don't want to just look greasy.
Yeah.
Right. I found that having fabrics that have a small element of sheen to them, they're not shiny. I'm not wearing, you know, satin every day or Lurex or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not really matte fabrics. For mm. me, or I'll have an accessory like a necklace or something that's quite shiny. For me, that's often something that just makes me feel like I look better.
Yeah.
And for me too is, I do have a body shape rule.
Right.
So I do, because I lack any sort of waist, it is something that I've always felt, you know, it just, you know, it's something that bothers me.
Right.
So for me, I will, you know, use more, you know, some of my body shape rules, but it's really only about my midsection. The rest of my body, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about my arms. I don't care, you know,
yeah, right.
It's just my midsection. So.
Mm.
So it's actually thinking about what are the things that matter. And of course, I wear my colours.
Yeah.
Because for me, I just know how much better I look.
Mm.
But I won't always wear the right value, and I won't always wear the right contrast.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
not my ideal.
Yeah.
But I feel like as long as I'm in my colours and in a way that feels like me,
yeah.
that's enough.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think about, just always thinking about what's enough for you.
Mm.
Have a play, learn the rules. I think it's important to learn, because if you don't know, I mean, I look back at photos of myself going, oh, what was I thinking?
Mm.
Because I had no idea.
Yeah.
So having some idea, now I can make decisions.
Yes.
And I am by no means perfect.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody is.
No.
So it's also allowing yourself to be a beautiful, imperfect human.
Mm.